Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Hillary Clinton has agreed to turn over the private email server that she used when she was Secretary of State to the Justice Department as the controversy over her use of a private email server continues to dominate coverage of her presidential campaign. There's a similar controversy going on at the University of Illinois, and it appears to have contributed to the resignation of the school's chancellor. Phyllis Wise resigned abruptly last Thursday, and the next day the university released hundreds of emails that showed she tried to keep work-related communication secret by using a personal email account. Hannah Meisel is a reporter with Illinois Public Media. She's with us from Urbana, where the university's flagship campus is. Hannah, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Well, first of all, tell us about these emails and what exactly Chancellor Wise was doing that the university says she shouldn't have been.
Sure. These emails, which were first reported by the Chicago Tribune, they show that in the last year plus, Phyllis Wise had been using her personal email account to discuss university-related matters, things that she thought could potentially be damaging to her or her goals. She also encouraged others around her, university higher-ups, members of the Board of Trustees, faculty members she was close to do the same and use their personal email accounts. She says in the messages that she was advised that communications on her university-affiliated email accounts would be subject to Freedom of Information requests. But per school policy, as well as the circuit court ruling, these personal emails are too.
Now, there's something else going on here that we should bring up at this point. And in fact, it involves some of the emails that were going back and forth, some of the exchanges with the chancellor. And that has to do with the controversial rescinding of a job offer for a professor, Stephen Salida, who was supposed to take a job at the University of Illinois, and that offer was rescinded. Give us the backstory about that and how that fits into all this.
Stephen Salida was originally offered a job in the fall of 2013, but he wasn't going to start until last fall. However, last summer, in the middle of the conflict between Israel and Palestine, Salida began tweeting a bunch of things from his personal Twitter account, some that could be considered racist and anti-Israel. He himself identifies as Palestinian-American. From the emails, we can now a little more clearly see that Phyllis Wise didn't immediately intend on rescinding Salida's job offer, but that's what happened in the end. In order for someone to become a full professor, the university's Board of Trustees must approve of that. And she ended up telling Salida that the board likely wouldn't approve his job. And in the end, last September, the board voted 8-1 to not approve his job.
So what is Chancellor Wise saying about all of this?
You know, she's remained fairly quiet in the past week. I don't expect her to make a public appearance this afternoon. And one of the things that hangs in the balance is she has negotiated out a $400,000 basically exit package for herself before she is eligible to go on a year of paid sabbatical. This might not look like the best move for the university in a state with a huge budget crunch. We are on our seventh week now without a state budget, resulting in raising tuition and all that comes along with that.
That's Hannah Meisel, a reporter with Illinois Public Media in Urbana, Illinois. Hannah, thank you.
Thank you.